everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
You know about Gobob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels. They're designed for the cattle producer or sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of their pens. Monster Fence continuous panels are still available in 20-foot panels, but now the Monster Fence is also available in 24-foot continuous panels. Monster Fence from Gobob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you'll never need to replace or repair them. Gobob's new 24-foot Monster continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a sizable increase in cost. If you want to build your pens once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need Gobob's Monster Fence, now in 24-foot continuous panels. Heavy-duty, high-quality continuous fence panels by Gobob Pipe and Steel. Find Gobob Pipe and Steel online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com. GoBobRadio.com.
All right, welcome back. Strong buyer support moved into the livestock markets here today, helping to draw additional underlying support back into most contracts. March corn futures about half a cent per bushel higher. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones 15 points lower, NASDAQ up 6 points. In live cattle, strong triple-digit gains developed in the nearby live cattle futures that followed support seen in all livestock markets. This may not be able to hold current price levels throughout the end of the week, but traders are focused on increased buyer support throughout the next couple of days. Cash cattle activity, though, remained generally quiet today with just a few bids developing in the north. Bids were seen at $116 live and $186 dressed. Asking prices still hard to pin down, but started to firm around $119 live and $190 and higher dressed. It's likely that active trade may not develop until Friday. In feeder cattle, firm gains developed in the feeder cattle futures as early support held through all markets here on Thursday. Gains were seen at 82.90 cents per hundredweight in most contracts. However, nearby contracts limited buyer activity and narrowed the price support. Strong triple-digit gains in live cattle markets helped to draw additional support in the market, although light trade volume could subdue late-day price moves. Meanwhile, grain futures were mixed today, hemmed in by more selling in soybeans that followed weak trade in Asian vegetable oil markets. Corn prices struggled to stay steady after they failed to move above Wednesday's highs. Soybeans were lower after steady selling overnight, triggered by a steep drop in Asian vegetable oil markets. At one point, January soybean oil futures in China fell down more than a penny per pound, while rising inventories and weaker exports pressured January futures for palm oil in Malaysia. Wheat prices were steady to a little higher as they tried to build on Wednesday's firm close. Still sluggish exports and large world supplies remain a drag on prices. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.